some of the issues he dealt with included looking to the future and tax arrangements. And he had some interesting comments on the use of qualified majority voting that could impact Ireland. You know, we're very protective of our tax laws and wanting to keep that a member state function. How do you see that playing out?
A lot of member states are very protective of the fact that it is the member state that addresses issues of taxation. It is a member state competence. Ireland isn't the only country whose ears would have, I suppose, reached out when they heard the word tax. What Commissioner Juncker said is that he would like to see qualified majority coming into play on certain tax issues. He didn't qualify that at all by what he meant, which issues. But there is no doubt that some people would like to see more power been given to the European Union on tax. Ireland is not one of those countries who would be willing to do that, and I think there are many other allies around the table who would feel the same. In any State of the Union, the President or any President would try and push out boundaries. I mean, there are issues too about digital companies, and Ireland is a big hub for these companies. There we also might have some concerns, but when it comes to taxation, it is our government, our Minister for Finance, that sets all of the tax rules and regulations, not the European Commission. So I think the comments will be, you know, we have to watch them. They're a headline. But I think we've been consistent in our approach on this over time, and I think that approach will continue.